www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, أَقْوَى مِنْ كُلِّ قَوِيٍّ أَعَزْ مِنْ كُلِّ عَزِيزٍ أَعْظَمْ مِنْ كُلِّ عَظِيمٍ أَجَلْ مِنْ كُلِّ جَلِيلٍ Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might, more glorious than anything with glory. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ He is the Ilah of the heavens, He is the Ilah of the earth. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى ألا إن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. For it to come into existence, it is dependent on Allah. For it to remain in existence, it is dependent on Allah. For it to carry out any function or task that we see visible in any of the makhluk, whether water is flowing, fire is burning, the wind is blowing, whatever effect we see of any makhluk, any created entity, it is not a property of its own accord. It is on the decree and command of Allah. Water, what they say, H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Take two tanks of hydrogen, one tank of oxygen, have the best laboratory, latest scientific equipment. From now till Qiyamah, you will still not be able to produce even one droplet of water. Water is not flowing of its own accord. It's flowing on the command of Allah. Likewise, any makhluk, any entity, siwallah, look at the authority, the extent to which Quran places the seal on this. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ ذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ This is Allah. And who is Allah? Allah is your Rabb. لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُ There is no deity besides Allah. And how does Allah introduce Himself in this verse? خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خالق كل شيء. Allah is the creator of every entity. Allah خالق كل شيء. What is شيء? Quran tells us, Allah has created every شيء. What is شيء? Mufassirin say, ما سوى الله. Everything besides Allah is مخلوق. Everything besides Allah is a created entity, and that which is created, small, large, significant, insignificant, within the realms of human perception, beyond that, whether you can see it, whether you cannot see it, impressed by it or not impressed by it, any created entity, Quran's indelible decision, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. مخلوق created, it, of its own accord, it cannot benefit, cannot harm, cannot live, cannot die, cannot be resurrected, except with the permission, قدرت, will and irada of one Allah. Whether it's a pebble or a mountain, whether it's an ant or whether it is Jibreel alayhi salam, whether it's a wisp of air, whether it's a raging tornado, whether it's a droplet of rain, whether it is a droplet of water, or whether it is a torrential downpour. No matter how small or how large, Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first fundamental effort every Nabi of Allah came with was to introduce this total, complete conviction, that which Quran again and again sounds out. Fa'alam, fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, la ilaha illahu. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. That which Quran again and again sounds out. The first verse I recited, Allah uses an ajeeb expression, فَعْلَمْ. This word fa in Arabic, in Quranic terminology, carries a meaning of emergency. In other words, don't delay. Fa, immediately. First, fa, fa, i'lam, acquire this knowledge. Fa in front of it, fa'alam. In other words, knowledge starts here. This is knowledge. Besides, this is not knowledge. Knowledge starts here. Where does knowledge start? Fa'alam, annahu La ilaha illallah. This is Alif Ba Ta Tha. This is the starting point of knowledge, introducing this total, complete conviction that Farz se lekar Arsh tak, from the earth to the Arsh of Allah, how many makhluk? How many creations? You look up, you look at the sun. The sun is only one star. The sun, nine planets, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors in incessant motion. This is one tiny, tiny, tiny part of the creation of Allah. He said the circumference of the sun, 1,394,000 kilometers. 1.3 million Earths will fit in the sun. Yet the sun is only one star. Every second, 14 billion tons of hydrogen gas is converted into 12 billion tons of helium gas in the sun. This conversion causes energy to be given up. How much energy? Equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Surface temperature 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Core of the sun 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. We haven't heard any day that the energy has run out, needs a break. Flames 100,000 miles long. And yet this is one powerhouse. If we look throughout the world today, they are harnessing nuclear energy to meet the power needs and requirements of countries. This issue of having sufficient power to generate for electricity, etc., this has become the basis on which economies are based. Yet, Allah's one power plant, the sun, 1948, an arc of light, they call it a solar burst, came out of the sun and went back. Scientists at that time measured how much of energy was contained in this one solar burst. One solar burst. They found there was sufficient energy to power the entire earth for the next 10 billion years. Without any power plant. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيِّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says, we have created these factories, industries, attractions, glitter, glamour in this world. Zina, we've made it zina. We made it attractive, not because Allah requires any of the systems of this world. What is the reality? Quran sums it up. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, in order to test you. Allah does not need any. Look at the vastness of Allah's creation. Like I said, the sun is one star. Riwayat of Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah. One day Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Sahaba ikram and he asks them this question. هَلْ تَدْرُونَ كَمْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That, oh my Sahaba, tell me, what is the distance between the earth and the first heaven? Sama, the sky. What's the distance between the earth and the sky? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Sahaba. Sahaba were not like you and I. Somebody goes to Harvard University, Oxford University, writes one or two theses, gets a degree, and he thinks that now I'm the Allama of the time. No one like me. I know everything. Ask that Allama sahab, that professor sahab, who claims that he knows everything. Why, you've got very great knowledge? Yes. How many eyes you got? Two. How many ears you got? Two. How many fingers you got? 10. How many hair on your head? His knowledge is already run short. How many hair on my head, your head, the head of every human being that is living, did live, will live, right up till Qiyamah, all that is in the knowledge of Allah. At any given time, when it is raining, which instrument can be used to count the number of rain droplets? Ordinary Bedouin, what we call Dihati, village dweller, never seen the insides of any educational institute, walks into Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raises his hands in dua. When the noor of Iman permeates this heart, then my respected brothers, this, I'm using this, we may find it to be a harsh term, this dead heart comes alive. What is the sign of a living heart? What is the sign of a living heart? The sign of a living heart is when this heart recognizes Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. He said, every child is born with the natural inclination for the heart of that human being to search for Allah. Naturally, every human being, we are wired that way, intrinsically. A human being will search for Allah inside. There is a fire. There is a fire that is raging. There is a thirst. There is a thirst that wallah, nothing besides the recognition of Allah will quench. كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Today humanity is searching. They are looking to try to appease this inner restlessness, this inner pain, this inner cry. We as an ummah have failed. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have failed in that great responsibility. What responsibility? To show humanity the way to Allah. They are calling out. Naturally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. The instinctive cry, the search for Allah, the search for the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the search for the way of life of fitrat, which appeals to the nature of man, which is the day and night of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naturally, intrinsically, this is there in every human being. A man is thirsty, you don't have to tell him to look for water. Naturally, he looks for water. Someone is hungry, naturally looks for food. In exactly the same way, wallah, every human being, the soul, the ruh of this insan, intrinsically is searching for Allah. One jamaat gave kargazari, Ghaliban Dr. Akhtar, one purana sati. They said they were working in America. They met one youngster, non-Muslim. Call him a revert. Wanted to accept Islam. So they recited the Shahadat in front of him. The moment he said, La ilaha illallah, this youngster caught hold of his chest. So the doctor got worried. Did you get a heart attack? What happened? So he said, No, I didn't get any heart attack. But from the time of shu'ur and perception and understanding, there was an emptiness inside here. There was a darkness inside here. Today when I said, La ilaha illallah, I felt that darkness being lifted. And I felt myself being lit up. Everyone intrinsically, naturally is searching for Allah. Humanity is searching for Allah. Because they can't find Allah, they are trying to appease, trying to douse that raging fire that is inside them with what? With the haram music of this world. With the drugs, with the intoxicants of the world. Still, if they can't find that peace, then we find the suicide rate soaring in certain countries. We find people suffering from depression left, right and center. What is the actual cause behind all this? What is the actual cause behind all this? This inner cry. This inner cry that Allah, out of His mercy, compassion and kindness, has wired every human being, that intrinsically every human being is searching for Allah. The source of every knowledge is Allah. The source of every light is Allah. The source of every benefit is Allah. The source of every advancement is Allah. Find Allah and you have found everything. Hadith Qudsi. Allah says, Ya ibn Adam, utlubni, utlubni, tajidni. إن وجدتني وجدت كل شيء وإن فتني فاتك كل شيء وأنا خير لك من كل شيء. Ibn Adam, insan, utlubni, search for me. Allah has wired us like that to search for Allah. Utlubni, search for Allah. Tajidni, you will find me. Allah says, you will find me. إن وجدتني وجدت كل شيء. If you have found me, if you have found Allah, you have found everything. وَإِنْ فُتَّنِي فَاتَكَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. And if you have lost Allah, if you have lost Allah, there is no more meaningless existence. There is no more meaningless existence than that existence where this heart has failed to connect with Allah. Quran tells us, Allah. This word Allah in Arabic is like when an alarm bell has to go off. It's like a hammer being knocked on your head. A reminder, Allah, wake up, hearken, pay attention, Allah, Quran calls out, Allah. We are looking, we are trying to appease this inner thirst, trying to appease this restlessness that is inside, that Allah has placed there. This heart is searching for Allah. Like I said, some are searching in the haram women of this world. Some are searching in the haram music of this world. Some are searching in the 5-star hotels of this world. Some are searching in the so-called glitter and glamour and attraction of this dunya. The reality, my respected brothers, is that Allah has not kept it in any of these things. Like the poet says, Sobar chaman mehka, sobar bahar aayi, dunya ki wahi ronak, dil ki wahi tanhai. This cry, this search is in the heart. By the heart I mean the soul, the ruh. The ruh is not from the dunya. The ruh doesn't recognize women. Doesn't recognize the haram music of this world. Doesn't recognize the sharab and liquor and intoxications of this world. Doesn't recognize the drugs of this world. They came and asked, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are asking you about the soul of man. They are asking you about the ruh, the soul. قُلْ, tell them, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Tell them that the soul is from the amr of my Allah. It's not from this dunya. A man is seeing, we say he's seeing with his eyes. He's grasping with his hands. Walking with his feet. Talking with his tongue. Something happens. Now he's a dead corpse. The eyes are there, he can't see. The hands are there, he cannot grasp. The feet are there, he cannot walk. The tongue is there, he cannot speak. We said he was speaking with his tongue. Seeing with his eyes. Grasping with his hands. Walking with his feet. Oh, everything is there. Why is it now that he cannot see, cannot walk, cannot grasp, cannot speak? Because the reality, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي, he was not seeing with his eyes, he was seeing because Allah's amr was there for him to see. He was not seeing with his hands. He was not grasping with his hands. He was grasping because Allah's amr was there for him to grasp. He was not walking with his feet. He was walking because Allah's amr was there for him to walk. He was not speaking of his own accord. He was speaking because Allah's amr and decree was there for him to speak. Tell them the ruh and soul of man is from the amr of my Allah. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This is Quran. Quran is ajeeb. Allah does not say وَمَا أَخَذْتُم وَمَا تَعَلَّمْتُم. That which you acquired, that which you learned of knowledge. No. Allah says that which we gave you of knowledge إِلَّا قَلِيلًا is very, very little. Very little knowledge. Different, as I mentioned, it's a different matter that the claims are great. I am Allama, I am this, I am that. But what is the reality? هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِ وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُسُونَ. Allah says, if you have true knowledge, then show us that knowledge. Show us the knowledge. They took Allah. They took Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of the equation. And what happened? Then fools like Darwin, who lived 1809 to 1883, he said, my grandfather was a monkey. One cell randomly split into two cells, and that randomly split into four. And then through a series of random splitting, blindly, this human being came into existence. Such perfection. Counterbalance upon counterbalance upon counterbalance. Look at the manner in which Allah introduces the existence of this insan, the takhliq of this insan. How many verses? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَادٍ. Allah says, O human being, did there not pass upon you a period of time? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. Hal ata, did they not pass upon you a period of time? Lam yakun shay'an madhkura. No one spoke about you. Your dhikr didn't take place. You were a non-entity. Inna khalaqna al-insan. We created you. We created you from what? Min nutfatin amshaj. From a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in dafiq. From a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, Mimma im maheen, from a drop of worthless liquid. Somewhere Allah says, Walakad khalaqna al-insana min sulalatin min teen, wallahu khalaqakum min turab. How many verses? How many verses Allah describes the takhliq of this insan, the creation of this insan from dust, from a drop of sperm, from a mingling of sperm, from a drop of worthless fluid. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Then that lump of flesh was clothed with bone, stage upon stage upon stage upon stage of creation. And what at one time was one cell. What is the size of a cell? What is the size of a cell? If you want to understand in the layman's terms, they say take 1 centimeter, divide it into 100 million parts. That will give you the idea what is the size of one cell. That sperm cell, that seminal fluid that emits from the man, that is not one sperm. Not one sperm. It's 300, it's 100 to 300 million sperm cells. One cell is so tiny, divide a centimeter into 100 million parts. That will give you an idea of the size of one cell. 200 to 300 million sperm cells. On the other side is the egg. These sperm cells begin the journey. Most of them will die on the way. About 1,000 will reach the egg. In that egg there are 60,000 different codes. From these sperm cells there is only one that has the matching 60,000 different codes. this matching process starts taking place. Where is this happening? Is it a laboratory? Is the lighting good? Is it a controlled environment? فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ in the womb of your mothers. فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ in three layers of darkness. In three layers of darkness, this complex process is taking place. Finally, when the sperm cells reach the destination, the matching starts. If it doesn't have the matching 60,000 codes, rejected, 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 rejected. It will take a team of genetic experts, zoology experts, scientists, given the best equipment and the best laboratory. It will take them 2.5 to 3 years to carry out what happens in the space of 2 or 3 hours in the womb of that woman. Finally, when the matching one is found, then too, there is an infinitesimal pause. If the command comes from above, مُخَلَّقَ, تَخْلِيق must take place, then only gemination will occur. If even the matching one is found, and still the command comes, غَيْرُ مُخَلَّقَ, تَخْلِيق must not take place, that one also will be rejected. Why? Rasulullah ﷺ said, مَا مِن نَسْمَةٍ كَائِنَةٍ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا وَهُوَ كَائِنًا. The existence of insan is not a biological chance or accident. It is the design of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah belongs the dominion, kingdom, ownership of the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants to. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Sometimes they want female children, male children are coming. Sometimes they want male, female children are coming. Sometimes they don't want children, practicing contraception and whatever. Still the child comes. Then they have to introduce legislation, try to terminate the pregnancy and what was. Sometimes they want children. Going to this expert, IVF treatment, that doctor, still no children are coming. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah says, Allah creates what He wants. He gives males to whom He wants, females to whom He wants, pairs to whom He wants, makes barren whom He wants. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Total knowledge, complete qudrat belongs only to Allah. What at one time is one cell, stage upon stage upon stage of creation, finally when the matching one is found, if the command comes, مُخَلَّقَ, تَخْلِيق must take place, then only germination will occur. And what is the first thing? What is the first thing that Allah creates? What is the first thing that Allah creates? Allah creates the heart. The heart is created first. That is why if every one of us, my and your heart is older than the rest of the body. Why? Because the heart is created first. Ulama say, the wisdom behind this is because that heart has to become the arsh of Allah. That heart has to recognize Allah. That heart has to become the source, the seat of nur. When it is connected with Allah, then that nur will permeate that heart, that nur that will go through the entire wujud and existence of that person. That is why the heart is created first. Only 120 days later, the angel comes down with the ruh, with the soul. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Then that heart starts beating. Then that wujud, then that existence. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Statistics of 1990. Estimate every day 300,000 women fall pregnant. Do the maths. 30 days in a month, 9 month normal tenor of pregnancy. At any given time, how many millions of women are pregnant? How many different wombs? Somewhere an eye is formed, somewhere ear is formed, somewhere hands are formed, somewhere liver is formed, somewhere intestines are being formed. Complex creation of Allah, that is only insan. What about jinnat? What about birds? What about insects? What about animals? This circumference of the earth, 24,000 kilometers, 29% is land, 71% is oceans. The makhluk in the ocean are more than makhluk on the land. What about the fish that are being? How many different eggs? How many? Allahu Akbar. How many different creation at any given time? Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Badi'. Allah is Musawwir. Allahu Akbar. Allah, somewhere Allah is giving ruh. Somewhere Allah is giving life. Somewhere Allah is giving shape. Somewhere Allah is giving form. At any given moment, the mind cannot comprehend the complexity of the qudrat and the power of Allah. manifest in millions, if not billions, if not trillions of His creation at any given time, to such an extent that not one blade of grass moves or stops moving without His decree and command. If there is anything we haven't understood today, my respected brothers, it is our failure to understand who is Allah. The greatest jahalat, the greatest ignorance, the greatest loss that faces humanity today is when this heart does not connect with Allah. Today we are worried about financial loss. We are worried about election loss. We are worried about who's coming into power so far as the politicians are concerned. We are worried about the economy. We are worried about trade. We are worried about commerce. We are worried about industry. My respected brothers, the absolute reality when all this is weighed in front of the cycle of life that Allah has created, then when you put Quran and Hadith in front, wallah, all these concerns and worries, what is the reality of those worries? Sometimes you see a little child playing with a toy. When that toy breaks, what happens? The child starts crying, sobbing, crying, as if Qiyamah came away. The adult looks at the child and thinks, ye to bachcha hai, samajh mein nahi aati. He's a little child, doesn't understand. That's why this one toy broke, he still got long lot in front of him. Allah's qasam, that example has become ours today. These meaningless things have taken such importance in our lives. The clock of life is ticking. The clock of life is ticking. That 4 foot by 2 foot hole in the ground is calling out, Anabaytul Dood, Anabaytul Dhulma, Anabaytul Wahda, Anabaytul Wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. That qabr is calling out. Jannat is there. Jahannam is there. These are the realities. Realities which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with. Realities which Quran sums up. Quran. This is that kalam. Alif lam mim. Dhalika al-kitab. La rayba fi. Allah says this is the book. There is absolutely no doubt in it. We are the ummah of the Quran. Look at the manner in which the Quran denigrates, belittles, humiliates what today has become so important to us, the cycle of life in front of us, this dunya. How many verses of the Quran? اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. How many verses? How many? ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها ويتكئون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين كسراب بقيئة يحسبه الظمآن ماء أياما معدودات متاع قليل. Verse upon verse upon verse. Allah says, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. You look at that lush. You look at that green landscape. The flowers are blooming. It is lush. It is attractive. It is the height of summer. The birds are chirping. You look at that manzar and scene. It is eye-catching, it is magnetizing, your heart gets attached to it, but know and understand what is the cycle of life. How quick does winter not come? How quick does those crops not dry out? That lush green landscape of today becomes a harsh, ragged ruin tomorrow. Is this not the reality Quran is calling out to you? Is this فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Allah says, beware, wake up, see the reality. Understand the cycle of life. This dunya has no value. Has no value in the sight of Allah. The verses of Allahu Akbar. وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. The verses which I recited earlier. Once one place in the Quran, Allah says, this world, what Allah says, we wanted to give the kuffar and the disbeliever, we wanted to pour the wealth of this world on them. We wanted to make their streets out of gold, their homes out of gold, their backs straight like steel. They will know no sickness, no difficulty, no hardship. This is the tafsir of these verses. وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, why we didn't do it? Why we didn't do it? This world has no value. They are our enemies. We wanted to pour it on them. Why we didn't do it? Because we feared that the true believer, when he sees the wealth and opulence of the kuffar, because of his lalach and greed for dunya, he also will abandon his deen. This is why we didn't do it. Dunya, verse upon verse, this is kalamullah. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنْزَلْنَا وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. Allahu Akbar, this is Quran. And Quran is la rayba fi, there is no doubt in it. This life is temporary, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived, don't be deceived. The reality is coming. Akhirat is coming. Al-haqqa, mal-haqqa, wama adraka mal-haqqa. Al-qari'a, mal-qari'a, wama adraka mal-qari'a. Yawma yakunu an-nasu kal-farash al-mabthuth wa takunu al-jibalu kal-ihn al-manfush. Idha waqa'atil waqi'a, laysa li waqa'atiha kadhiba, khafidatul rafi'a. Idha rujjatil ardu rajja wa bussatil jibalu bassa, fa kanat haba'a منبثة وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد يسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا فيذرها قاعا صفصفا لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموؤودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت. Verse upon verse, Allah says a day is coming. A day is coming. Yom, yom. Arabic word for day is yom. Yom al-qari'ah, yom al-taghabun, yom al-hashr, yom al-hasra, yom al-nadama, yom al-wail, yom al-fawz, yom al-fawzan, yom al-khusran, yom al-jannah, yom al-nar, maliki yom al-deen, wa anzirhum yom al-hasra, wa anzir al-nas, yom ya'tihim al-azab, yom al-ghashiyah. How many places in the Quran? Repeatedly Allah is saying, yom, yom, inna yom al-fasli kana miqata, inna yom al-fasli miqata. A day is coming, a day is coming, a day is coming. And this entire humanity is on a cycle, is on a cycle, is on a journey towards that day. This is the reality. This is the reality which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with. Don't be deceived by the glitter and glamour. Don't be deceived by the light. Don't go to the dens of haram and vice and music and where the bodies are jiving to haram. Go to the graveyard. Go to the graveyard, look at those holes in the ground. Look at the plaques, look at the names, read the dates. Last year, who I was sitting with iftar, who I was had a habit of sharing that date with. Now look left, right, that person is not here this year. Next year am I going to be around? Constantly, everything around us is reminding us of the temporary nature of everything. There is only one absolute reality. Only one absolute reality. Only one absolute reality, and that is Allah. This is La ilaha illallah. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came with this. Coming back to what we were mentioning earlier, unfortunately I digress and time is limited. Sahaba asked the question, Hal tadurun kam bayna as-samaa'i wal ard? Oh my Sahaba, do you know the distance between the earth and the first heaven? They were not like you and I. Get 1-2 degrees and think we are allama. No. Allah wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on, بَيْنَهُمَا مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِئَةِ سَنَى. He said, from the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. 500 years, not our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day of this life is 1,000 years of the hereafter. One day of this is equivalent to 1,000 years. 500 such years from the earth to the first heaven. That is just sama'ud dunya. Sama'ud dunya, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا. The sun is one star. The other stars that we see, all this is sama'ud dunya, underneath the first heaven. Above the first heaven, there are no stars. The first heaven compared to the second heaven is like one ring in a desert, according to the riwayat. How many stars has Allah created? As I mentioned, you look up, you see the sun. The sun is only one star. This solar system in which we are living, this galaxy, they call it the Milky Way. It's a conjunction of 17 galaxies, what we call a super galaxy. The sun is one star, diameter 1,394,000 kilometers. In the same galaxy, there is one star, the diameter is 400 million kilometers. There is one star, the diameter is 1.4 billion kilometers. They estimate that just in this one galaxy, there are 200 to 400 billion stars. How vast is this distance? They say if you travel at the speed of light, light moves at the speed of 182 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers a second. An object that is traveling at that mind-boggling speed in 1 year will cover a distance of 9.461 trillion kilometers. That is one light year. They say this galaxy in which we are, Milky Way, from one end to the other is a distance of 100,000 light years. And they estimate there are 2 trillion other such galaxies. And all this is 3 to 5% only of the observable universe where there is light. The other 95% is dark matter, dark energy. They don't even know what is there. And all this is just sama'ud dunya, the first heaven. We cannot understand the vastness, the greatness, the azmat, the kibriyai, the jalal of Allah. Allah's knowledge, Allah's power, Allah's qudrat, Allah's hakimiyat, Allah's hukumiyat, Allah's samadiyat, Allah's jabariyat is muhit, encompasses every facet of His creation, the vastness of this creation. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one even knows of the armies of Allah. No one even knows of the armies of Allah. قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي 4 أَيَّامٍ سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ ائْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. Look at the authority with which Quran calls out. Qul, tell them, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي. Which Allah's kufr are you making? Which Allah have you turned your back on? We stand in salah, Allahu Akbar till salam. Allahu Akbar. Allah. What is Allahu Akbar? What is Allahu Akbar? Ask a little child, madrasa took place just now. What is Allahu? Allah is the greatest. Allah is great. Allah is great. What does that mean? Allah is big. Akbar, Kabir, big. Allah is... The earth is small, Allah is big. Stars are small, Allah is big. Sun is small, Allah is big. Ulama say, yeh bacho wali yaqeen hai bhai. That is the yaqeen of a child. What is Allahu Akbar? Understand it like this. Two verses of the Quran. Fortunately, time is limited. وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Look at the analogy Quran gives us. Allah says, if the trees... Ma fil ardi min shajara doesn't mean the current vegetative population, doesn't mean the current trees. All the trees that existed now, in the past, are there now and will exist till Qiyamah. And not just trees of the land, trees of the ocean. Like we said, the vegetative system of the ocean is more than the land. If all those trees have to become pens, the waters of the oceans have to become ink, add another 7 oceans to that, and then say to the entire creation of Allah, say to insan, say to jinnat, use the pens, use the trees that have become pens, use the waters of the ocean that have become ink, and write now. What must you write? Write the kalimat of Allah. Write the tarif of Allah. Write the sifat of Allah. Write the attributes of Allah. Allah is Samir. Allah is Basir. Allah is Hakam. Allah is Adal. Allah is Latif. Allah is Khabir. Allah is Hannan. Allah is Mannan. Allah is Dayan. Allah is Wahhab. Allah is Ghaffar. Allah is Razzaq. Allah is Mateen. Allah is Awwal. Allah is Akhir. Allah is Rafi'. Allah is Mudhil. Allah is Mu'iz. Allah is Samir. Allah is Basir. Allah is Khafid. One sifat of Allah. Write the sifat of Allah. Write the attributes of Allah. Write the greatness of Allah. Write the majesty of Allah. Say to insan, say to jinnat, Allah opens, removes the barricade of time. Everyone has a lifespan right up till Qiyamah. Allah opens up the mental capacity of humanity 100%. The rest of Allah's creation that are already making tasbih of Allah, they start giving you talqeen so that you don't have to pause for even 1 millisecond. Whole of insan, whole of jinnat are writing and writing and writing. What does Quran tell us? Lana fidal bahru qabla an tanfada kalimatu rabbi walau jina bimithlihi madada. More and more ink Allah gives, more and more pens Allah gives, more and more life Allah gives. That day will come. Insan will perish, jinnat will perish, the ink will come to an end, the oceans will come to an end, but Allah's tarif and greatness will never ever come to an end. This is Allah. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte hai ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai jiske zariye se ab logon ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge. We are not saying to you speak of Allah's greatness, because this is some scheme that Maulana Ilyas and Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali or Nizamuddin or Raiwin thought up in order to prepare people to go for chilla and 3 chillas. No, hum isliye kehte hai ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarah na kiya jaye. We are saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness. Invite to the greatness of Allah. Become da'is of deen. Speak about Allah. Speak about Allah. Person to person, town to town, gali to gali, ali to ali. What did my Nabi say? اذكر الله حتى يقول مجنون. Speak so much about Allah that people call you a madman. Remember Allah to such an extent that people call you a madman. In everything around us, wallah, everything around us is shining with the nur of Allah. الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور نور على نور نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. Allah is the nur, Allah is the light, Allah is the effulgence. Every droplet of rain water, every blade of grass, every droplet of dew, every wisp of air, by the qasam of my Allah, is shining with the jalwa of Allah. Each thing is shouting out, إِنَّ لِهَذَا الْخَلْقِ خَالِقِ. That is a creator. Why we cannot see this? Allah forgive us, because this heart is a dead heart. This heart is a dead heart. When the nur of iman permeates this heart, when the nur of Allah's yaqeen permeates this heart, when the nur of Allah's marifat permeates this heart, then an ordinary Bedouin, Ordinary Bedouin raises his hands. I've run out of time, I'm just going to translate. Ordinary Bedouin, look at the manner in which Allah opens up Faizan, Faizan of Allah's marifat, of Allah's recognition. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wala tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wala yasifuhu al-wasifun, wala tughayyiruhu al-hawadith, wala yafsha al-dawair. Ya man ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal, wa makail al-bihar, wa adada qatr al-amtar, wa adada waraq al-ashjar, wa adada ma azlam alayhi al-layl, wa ashraq alayhi al-nahar, wala tuwari minhu sama'un sama'a, wala ardun arda, wala bahrun ma fi qa'ri, wala jabalun ma fi wa'ri. Allahu Akbar. Literally translated, O my Allah, your majesty, your greatness, your azmat, your kibriyai, your jalal is such that, Ya Allah, if we want to see you, we cannot see you. You are beyond eyesight. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun. Eyesight is still limited. Allah hasn't placed any limitation on what we call quwwat khiyal, the imaginative ability of a human being. Ya Allah, if I want to imagine you and imagine you and imagine you. What limit? Person can sit here and imagine himself where? On the moon, on the stars, in the first heaven, fifth heaven. Such an imagination. Yet he says, لا تخالطه الظنون. Even the imagination cannot clothe your greatness and majesty. Ya Allah, you are beyond intellect. You are beyond understanding. You are beyond the imagination. وَلَا يَصِفُهُ الْوَاصِفُونَ. No one can possibly describe you as you ought to be described. لَا تُغَيِّرُهُ الْحَوَادِثُ وَلَا يَخْشَ الدَّوَائِرُ. O my Allah, your makhluk and your creation are subject to the ravages and dictates of time. Ya Allah, you are above time. The movement of time does not affect you. وَلَا تُغَيِّرُهُ الْحَوَادِثُ وَلَا يَخْشَ الدَّوَائِرُ. O my Allah, your knowledge. Ya man ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal. You know the weight of the mountains. You know the measure of the ocean. You know the number of raindrops that are falling. You know the number of leaves on the trees of the entire world. One layer of the earth does not conceal from you what is underneath it. One layer of the heaven does not conceal from you what is above it. Ordinary Bedouin. This is what my Nabi said, ittaqu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min, fa'innahu yanzuru bi nurillah. He said, fear that inner wisdom which Allah gives a man of iman, because he looks with the nur of Allah. Allah removes the veil. Allah removes the veil. This is Allahu Akbar. This is Allahu Akbar. Trees turn into pens. Waters of the oceans turn into ink. Add another seven oceans. Write and write and write. Each human being with the collective capacity of the mind of every human being. All pooled together. All of you from now till Qiyamah have to praise Allah. Imagine Allah's greatness. All this put together. Allah is even greater than that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is why, my respected brothers, this idea or this theory that you don't have a university degree or you don't have a PhD, you are jahil. This is a lie. This is a lie. This is treachery. I'm not saying don't get degrees. That's a necessity. That's in its place. But to understand that that is knowledge, jahalat, ignorance is not ignorance of university degrees or PhDs. Jahalat, ignorance is ignorance of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jahalat is jahalat of Quran. Jahalat is jahalat of Jannat. Jahalat is jahalat of Jahannam. Jahalat is jahalat of Qabr. Jahalat is jahalat of the system of Allah. Understand, my respected brothers. That nation which heard Allah's caller, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and that call failed to cause them to leave everything and come to the masjid. More jahil, more ignorant, more backward than that nation, there is no one. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Quran is telling us, any invocation, any call, any invitation to impress the greatness of any entity besides Allah, this is أَيْنْ جَهَالَتْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Quran says this is jahalat. My Nabi, when he hears this praise, this dua, this praise of this ordinary Bedouin, Abu Huraira, go to the Baytul Mal, bring some gold quickly, bring whatever is there. Abu Huraira comes quickly, 2 coins of gold he finds, presents it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi rushes to the Sahabi. Look at this reaction. rushes to the Sahabi, gives it to him, ordinary Bedouin. And then my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, "Do you know why I am giving you this? Do you know why I am giving you this?" He says, "Perhaps we are related." My Nabi says, No. Bi husni thanaika ala Allah. The beautiful manner in which you praise my Allah. The beautiful manner in which you praise my Allah. If Rasulullah's reaction was this, what will Allah's reaction be? What will Allah's reaction be? Quran tells us, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ There is no better speech. There is no better speech. There is no better amal. There is no better action than the one who invites towards Allah. Calls out towards Allah, speaks of Allah's greatness. My respected brothers, look around us today. Neon signs, advertising boards, billboards, media, batil propaganda machinery, 24 hours of every day churning out one message. Ghairullah, ghairullah, ghairullah. Dollars are doing, pounds are doing, industries are doing, science is doing, technology is doing, politics is doing, this is doing, that is doing. Every day this filth is in every direction. That day is coming. That day is coming. That day is coming. Allah says, وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ This is one of the most frightening verses of the Quran. Where Allah says, understand it in layman's terms. Many youngsters are here. I don't know now, before they used to have this tape recorders with a cassette. Now it's digital. But if you got that instrument and there's music on that disc and you press the play button, my respected brothers, you can keep pressing the play button till Qiyamah. Qirat is not going to come out, music is going to come out. What is on that disc is what is going to come out. In the darkness of that qabr, when the question comes, Mar Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Nabiyuk. First question, Mar Rabbuk, what effort did we make? To establish Allah's rububiyat? To establish the fact that Allah is sustainer, nourisher, provider? وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ Allah says that day is coming. We will cut open this heart. We will cut open this heart like a sponge when you squeeze it, and we will reveal what is inside. أُطْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي إِن وَجَدْتَنِي وَجَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ Search for me, Allah says, you will find me. If you find Allah, you have found everything. This month of Ramadan, my respected brothers, is given for this. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Lo arad Allah, an yu'adhiba ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma atahum Ramadan. If Allah wanted to punish the ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. This is the month to reconnect. This is the month to come back. Come back to what? What Quran tells us, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Run back to Allah. What does it mean, run back to Allah? Nothing besides Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي If you love Allah, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will love you. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah is very merciful. Allah is very forgiving. Allah is looking for some excuse to forgive us. Allah has given us Ramadan. Allah has opened up the Jannah. Allah has locked up Jahannam. Allah has had the shayateen tied up. Allah is calling out. Malaika saying Ameen to the duas. Intizam upon intizam upon intizam. What is the role to unlock this? One thing and one thing only. فَاتَّبِعُونِي The day and night, fikr and cry, concern and call of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His dard, his pain, his cry, his concern. We've run out of time. Very briefly I'm going to terminate. Where Aisha radiallahu anha, her mother, how beautifully she just describes one night. One night, which gives us an indication of the nature of what was the very drive of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muslim Sharif riwayat, she says, my Nabi was on the Musalla. He started crying, tears down the cheeks, then into his beard, from the beard onto the ground. His whole body was shaking, sobbing and crying. He started recounting the du'as of the previous Anbiya for the Ummat. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, oh my Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam said to you, فَمَن تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَن عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ If they follow me, If they follow me, they are from me. If they disobey me, Ya Allah, you are very forgiving, very merciful. Isa Ruhullah said, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكْ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh my Allah, if you forgive them, you are... Ya Allah, if you punish them, they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. And then she says, he started crying unconsolably. And he said, oh my Allah, I am not saying to you like Ibrahim Khalilullah said. And I am not saying to you like Isa Ruhullah said, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers, this is Quran. This is Quran. Quran, there is no exaggeration. Quran, there is no ambiguity. Quran is not the product of human intellect. Quran is wabil haqqi anzalna, wabil haqqi nazal. This is kalamullah. This is kalamullah. To doubt even one iota of this is kufr. There is no exaggeration in Quran. Look at the testimony that Allah gives to the dard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Quran tells us, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِ. This is Quran. Allah says, my Nabi, are you going to kill yourself? Are you going to finish yourself like this? Why are you hurting yourself like this? لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعُ النَّفْسَكَ. My Nabi, you will kill yourself if you carry on worrying for them like this. It's not your fault. Hidayat is in my hands. How many verses? حسرت کرتے کرتے اپنے آپ کو نہ مٹا دے فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات. Where is that حسرت today? Where is that درد today? Where is that pain for humanity today? Where is that concern for humanity today? Or is it only the ringing of coins? Only the ringing of pounds? Only the relentless blind pursuit behind this dunya? And the ummah can go to jahannam, humanity can go to jahannam? Is this the legacy he left behind? Where he cried, La Nabi Abadi, Wala Ummat Abada Ummati, no other Nabi to come. On the plains of Mina and Arafat, he begged his Ummat, La Tusawwidu Wajhi Yawm Al Qiyamah, do not become a source of embarrassment to me on the day of judgment. Do not become a source of embarrassment to me on the day of judgment. Who was he speaking to? Not the Sahaba in front of him. Their Jannat was guaranteed already. Jibreel is sent. This cry. Allahu Akbar. Father, his family is burning in a house in front of him. How will he cry? When he can smell the smell of the burning flesh of his family in his nostrils, how will that father cry? A mother whose only child is dying in front of her and she's helpless, how will she cry? By the qasam of my Allah, the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for humanity was more than that. His cry made the malaika cry. His cry made the arsh of Allah cry. Jibreel was sent. Oh my Nabi, why are you crying like this? Allah already knows. Why is Allah asking so that you and I come to know? Why are you crying like this? He said, the worry of my ummah is making me cry. Jibreel is sent back. Sanurdhika fi ummatik. Oh my Nabi, stop crying. We will please you with regards to your ummah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, La arda Muhammad wa wahidun min ummati fi nar. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will never be pleased as long as one ummati is in Jahannam. This dar, this da'wat and tabligh, this movement of this jamaat, my respected brothers, for Allah's sake, do not consider Ramadan a month to sit back. Ramadan is the month to increase our qurbani. Ramadan is the month to increase our tears. Ramadan is the month to increase our turning to Allah. Ramadan is the month of Badr. Ramadan is the month of Fath Makkah. It is not an biological, it's not an accident, a coincidence that it occurred. Allah selected this month for hidayat. Ramadan is the month of hidayat. Ramadan is the month where we have to increase our qurbani and sacrifice. On this I will terminate. My Nabi said, Man sama yawman fi sabilillah. If a man fasts, he is out in the path of Allah and he is fasting. Sama yawman fi sabilillah. He is out in the path of Allah and he is fasting. But Rasulullah s.a.w. qualified this. He said, Fi ghairi Ramadan, is not Ramadan, it's outside Ramadan. Nafil fast. But he is in the path of Allah. What will Allah give him? Bu'ida anin nar. Miyata'amin sayr al-muzammar al-jawad. My Nabi said a fast horse rider would ride for 100 years the distance he covers. That distance, Allah will distance this man from Jahannam for fasting out of Ramadan in the path of Allah. What will Allah give a man who is fasting in the month of Ramadan in the path of Allah? That is not mentioned. La ya'lamu thawaba aminihi illallah. Only Allah knows the reward. So my respected brothers, time has already run out. We are making this humble appeal. We're not 4 months, 40 days, Shamsi sahab is here, the tashkil will take place. The tashkil I want to make, my Nabi divided this month into 3 tens. Awwaluhu rahma, awsatuhu maghfira, akhiru itqum minan nar. He said the first part is rahmat, middle maghfirat, the last itqum minan nar. There is a special significance in ashara. So who from this majma is ready? Two more asharas remain. Live to see another Ramadan, we don't have any guarantee. Now is the time. Wepari, another 11 months is there for that. The Ramadan is not the month for Wepari. Ramadan is the month for the Wepari of Akhirah. So who is ready in this majma to stand up very, very quickly? Ashara Naqad, middle Ashara, last Ashara. Who's ready? Stand up, Mashallah. Come, my respect.
All stand up together. You're ready for second Ashara, third Ashara.
Yes, sir. Jaldi karo, bhai.
Everybody shut up.
MashaAllah, we know the roza is long, can't be that long. Who's ready, MashaAllah? Stand up, break the back of shaitan. Show Allah our willingness. The standing up is not a promise. The standing up is dua, Ya Allah accept me. Ya Allah accept me.
MashaAllah.
A lot of time has been taken, but Maulana has come specially because Akabirin are coming. Those elders who have devoted their whole life for this work, 70, 80 years, have been in the company of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah, Maulana Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah, Maulana Ramzan, they are coming here. And there will be Jol in Blackburn only for those who have spent 4 months already. So please make sure that from Friday 13th until Sunday, Zuhar, everybody is there. Okay? Secondly, I make dua for that also. They will not be content with that. They are coming to our area also. All over the country they will go. They will divide themselves into six here. So they will be coming here on Monday, inshallah, in this very masjid. So we all make it, inshallah. And we just don't listen. They have not come here to tell you or give you, but they have come here to make intention. So you should make that Jamaat should go for 4 months and 40 years. In 94, we had Sama. Azizji came. 200 Jamaats. Every country in the world, Jamaat went. I also remember. There were only few handful of countries where our Jamaat didn't go. So, now, of course, we are making a year that inshallah we are targeting to send Jamaat in every country of Europe. And to America. And of course, South America as well. So we all make niyat that inshallah make your niyat whole of month of Ramadan so that from the summer we can go. Otherwise for youngsters, even from July, some of you say I study. So our elders say no, don't disturb your studies. When you finish your studies, then go out. So in July, you spend your time 40 days, 4 months, what you can. And in the Easter holidays, we have the Easter holidays. It's very, very important. We have about 10 days, 2 weeks. Whatever time you can spend, at least 1 week or 10 days. Inshallah, if you spend time properly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in your heart. I need to spend 4 months. So all make niyat, inshallah, that we'll go and make effort among elders. You are here not just to listen to it, but you are more or less saying that we go and make this effort in our locality. In our local masjid, this 3 days Jamaat, and what you call 3 days a month, Ashura Jamaat 3 days a month, and also Tuesday and Thursday Sama. Thursday we have Sama here, so we all make it to be here. Inshallah we'll be reminded. We'll keep on being reminded. So Thursday we should be here. We'll do that, inshallah, and from every masjid that we have in Yorkshire, They should, at least one car should become here for Tuesday Mashra to listen to what Takada is. Now we have got to increase our elders are coming, we have got to increase. Inshallah, our elders coming here could be a turning point for this country and for the whole of Europe and for the whole world. So a lot of fikr. We had recently had Sama, old workers gathering and arriving. People from 91 countries came. 91 countries, just imagine. They just came to listen, to discuss with them, and to take taqaza, how to work. So, mashallah, 3 to 3.5 million, 100,000 people were there, who spent 4 months and 7 months. So, inshallah, you all do that? All make clear, inshallah. Then we do our local work, come on Thursday, attend Tuesday, and now month of Ramzan, ideally go out to the Patra, at least 3 days. So, if not more, at least for 3 days. We will accept the Mawla, 3 days. Mawla is all right.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين O most merciful, O most kind Allah. Ya Allah, we have come before you with a mountain of sins, Ya Allah. From head to toe, we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the clock of our life is ticking, Ya Allah. Incessantly, qabr is coming closer and closer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, most of our lives have passed and still our hearts are devoid of your greatness and your ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what greater loss can there be than this, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. You are the owner of the heavens and the earth. You are the owner of the hearts of humanity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho chuki. Ab to aaj, ab to khalwat ho chuki. Sari dunya se wahshat ho chuki. Ab to aaj, ab to khalwat ho chuki. Ya Allah, grant us the sweetness of your marifat and taluk, Ya Allah. Grant us your love and your recognition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our parents, our families, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this is the ummah of your beloved, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, like ants, Ya Allah. 80% of them, if they die now, they are going to Jahannam forever. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our weakness, Ya Allah. Allah, we fail to show them the Mubarak way of life of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, Inna sha'nu nazzil alayhim min as-samai ayatan fadhallat a'naquhum la khadi'in. If we wanted, we will show one sign and the whole humanity will accept Islam. You have said in your Quran, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ النَّاسِ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, on your Mashiyat, the entire humanity will bring Iman. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Give America Hidayat, give Europe Hidayat, give Asia Hidayat, give Australia Hidayat, give Africa Hidayat, give China Hidayat, Ya Allah. There will be no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. Your Habib, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will become so happy, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the Ummah back to the Masjid, Ya Allah. Make us dais of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how long is it going to be empty talks, Ya Allah? Give us the reality of the six qualities. Give us the reality of Iman. Give us the reality of Ittiba'i Sunnat. Give us the reality of Khushu and Khudu in our Salah. Give us the reality of Ilm and Zikr. Give us the reality of the Akhlaq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give us the reality of Ikhlas, Ya Allah. Accept our wealth and our lives for your deen. Is kaam ke haqaiq hamare samne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allahumma istakhdimna li khidmati deenik bil ikhlas wal istiqamati wal afiya. Allahumma ja'alna du'atan ilayka wa ila rasulik bil hikma wal mu'izati al hasana wa bil basira ya rabbal alameen. Accept us, accept our families, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alna mimman صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا فغفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.